Hold it, fellas. Now, don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, it's Jam and James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. And coming up, we chat with award-winning Elvis tribute artist Cody Dayanath about his Elvis performances, obscure Elvis tunes, how he became an Elvis fan, a special request, and more. We recorded the interview in the hallway upstairs at the Franklin Theater during Nashville Elvis Festival in March 2019. You can even hear Dean Z sound checking downstairs. Now, Elvis was 42 when he passed away on August 16th, 1977, and it's been 42 years since then. So this hour, in addition to some Elvis tunes, we hear some vintage radio and movie spots for Elvis, a five-year flashback with Sir Cliff Richard talking about a dream duet with Elvis, and some King covers by Jay Calypso, Conway Twitty, Chris Isaac, Brenda Lee, an Elvis theme song by Billy Burnett, and more. Let's start it off with the queen of rockabilly, Wanda Jackson. She toured with and dated Elvis back in the mid-50s and credits Elvis for her doing rockabilly and rock and roll. Here she is from her I Remember Elvis release and Ain't That Loving You Baby on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
I could ride around the world in an old ox cart.
This is Brenda Lee from Nashville, Tennessee. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jen and James Riley.
Call me old Santa Claus, but I'm telling you, honey, I
the great Brenda Lee and her cover of Just Because. Now, she met Elvis the first time when she was just 13 years old and performing on the Grand Ole Opry, the same show with Elvis, in December of 1957. We've got Elvis tribute artist Cody Dayanath coming up in just a little bit, but first, more Elvis covers. Chris Isaak from his Beyond the Sun Deluxe Edition and the tune Love Me.
Dream me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel, but love me. Break my faithful heart, tear it all apart, but love me.
Won't you love me?
If ever you ever go, darling, I'll be yours. So lonely, I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear only. I would beg and steal,
beg and steal,
just to feel. I want your heart.
I want your heart.
Be close to mine.
So close to mine.
Well, if ever you ever go, darling, I'll be old. Oh, so lonely, I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear only. I would beg and steal,
he would beg and steal,
just to feel,
yes, just to feel.
I want your heart,
I want your heart.
Be
so close to mine.
Well, if ever you ever go, darling, I'll be old. Oh, so lonely, begging on my knees. All I ask is please, please love me.
It's Elvis Presley in 20th Century Fox's exciting new motion picture, Love Me Tender. See him as a singing man. See him as a fighting man. See him as a loving man. In the story he was born to play, Love Me Tender. Yes, here is Elvis Presley the way you like to see him. Don't miss this sweeping adventure of the fighting South, starring Richard Egan, Deborah Padgett, and Elvis Presley, Love Me Tender.
Baby, you don't like. My advice, me too. Well, if you don't behave, I'm gonna walk right out on you. Well, if you want my loving, take my advice. Treat me nice.
Treat me nice.
Treat me nice.
Treat me nice.
Well, if you really want my loving, treat me nice.
Hey, this is Billy Burnett. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
On a hot night in Memphis, July 54, a sleeping world could not have dreamed what fate held in store. Down on Union Avenue, things were about to change. The music that we listened to would never be the same. Three old boys with two guitars and a thumping stand-up bass went in to make a record down at old Sam Phillips' place. Sun Recording Studios, where they began to play. A haunted voice with strange echoes captured on the tape. They mixed a little country with a little blues and soul. They threw some southern gospel in and called it rock and roll. They played with so much passion, it would give you chills. Elvis and the Blue Blue Boys, Scotty and Bill. Well, that's all right now, mama. Elvis Wells, he cut loose. He sang with raw emotion and the innocence of youth. When the song was over, no one could say a word. They knew they'd stumbled on a sound no one ever heard. Down at HBQ, Dewey had a nighttime show called Red Hot and Blue. Sam said, I'm coming over with a song you gotta hear. But you better be prepared, boy, 'cause you won't believe your ears. They mixed a little country with a little blues and soul. They threw some southern gospel in and called it rock and roll. They play with so much passion, yeah, it could give you chills. Elvis and the Blue Blue Boys, Scotty and Bill. Oh, Dewey played the record, it lit up the phones. So he played it once again, then he played it all night long. Kids were going crazy, Elvis was in shock. Overnight he was a star, headed for the top. Well, like the man once said, boy, the rest is history. That's how it started long ago, way down in Tennessee. That driving, rocking rhythm changed the world forevermore. On a hot night in Memphis, July 54. They mixed a little country with a little blues and soul. They threw some southern gospel in and called it rock and roll. They played with so much passion, yeah, it would give you chills. Elvis and the Blue Blue Boys. Elvis and the Blue Blue Boys, Scotty and Bill.
Oh, yeah.
We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Billy Burnett and Hot Night in Memphis. Elvis and the Blue Moon Boys appeared on the Various Artists compilation This Is My America, Volume 2. We also heard Conway Twitty covering Treat Me Nice, as well as a radio spot for the movie Love Me Tender. Our guest this week is Cody Dayanath. Several awards under his belt, including the 2018 Images of the King World Champion. But before we start our chat, let's hear Elvis Presley from 1960. The album Elvis Is Back, and A Mess of Blues. And even before that, a snippet of June Carter from the 1950s on the Louisiana Hayride talking about Elvis.
I think I said another one of my famous poems. You know, several years ago, I was acquainted a little bit with the Louisiana Hayride. I never have been here before, but back when Elvis Presley was working here, I was working with Elvis on the road, and we had a lot of dates that we were playing together, and he was flying in every Saturday night here. Fact of it is, I've got a little true happening I'll tell you that happened while Elvis was here at the Louisiana Hayride. This really happened. We was down in Florida playing in there next to Jacksonville, and we thought we'd go skiing, me and old Elvis Presley. And we was going to, well, I could ski on one pair of skis, and he could ski on one, but we never had seen anybody, two people ski on the same set of skis. And we thought we'd try it, just the two of us. Now, this is the truth. I got down, and I got on the skis, and I got all humped up in a knot there. You know how you have to get when you get ready to take off. Well, Elvis, he got around there in the back, on the back side of the skis, and the motor gave a lurch, and I started to go, but Elvis reached and grabbed me with his big old bony toe. I did a blip, I did a bog, and then I hit a log. And that's what I get for trying to ski with nothing but an old hound dog.
I just got your letter, baby. Too bad you can't come home. I swear.
Send you go. it's Jam and James Riley from Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour backstage. Cody Dayonath here at the Nashville Elvis Festival, the third annual. The cool thing is you're not having to compete. You don't have that pressure, but you're performing. So there's still a pressure of performing, but...
Still pressure, man. Still pressure. Yeah. It's such a blessing to be able to come headline such a great event at such a high-end, high-class festival. It is the best festival in our industry. One of the best festivals around. And to come here to headline, it's so much of a different feel. Like you said, there's pressure, but there's not really that pressure like, oh man, I don't know if I'm gonna get the right song or stuff like that, you know. The pressure is, man, am I gonna do a good show for these people, you know? Am I gonna be able to create that illusion? So that's more the pressure. It's a different feel, man.
It's
a very big honor.
Now, in times like these, you know, and in the past, they've had people from Elvis's past, band members, or, you know, Wink Martindale in the past, and other things. There's always these unplanned moments, I imagine. Like, does one stand out to you of like, wow, did that just happen?
Especially here in Nashville, stuff is very unpredictable. You never know who's going to show up. I would say the coolest thing that happened last year, we had a game show with Wink Martindale, and they told me right when I was, like when I got here, they're like, hey, you're going to be on the game show with Wink, and we're going to have ETAs as team captains. And I said, oh my God. I'm going to be on a game show with Wink Martindale?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was unbelievable because it was so cool. It was such a cool afternoon event. It was fun. We had different teams. It was so much, the friendly competitor. It was just great. A lot of the people had a great time. We'd pick people out of the audience to come that weren't expecting to be a part of the team. It was great. It was just one of those unpredictable moments that you get here and it's like, I'm doing that? Awesome. Sweet.
And then a moment of freaking out of like, oh, I haven't prepared for that.
I haven't prepared for that. I've got to be on stage with Wink Martindale.
Exactly. Who is the king of game shows?
And then Dean Z, you know, and Mark Anthony, myself, who else? Bill Cheery.
Yeah.
It was the great cast of guys, man. And it was just like, this is actually happening right now. It was so cool. So much fun.
Hello, this is Wink Martindale. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
And here comes the biggest news in Bay Area entertainment history.
Big news. It's the uttermost. It's Savage.
For here in person comes the singing sensation of the nation.
And we can hardly wait to see and hear him sing.
Well, since my baby left, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel.
Yes, here comes Elvis Presley, the greatest new star of any generation. The living, breathing, singing, dancing spirit of 56, Elvis Presley.
And oh, I want to hear him sing.
Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes.
You'll not only hear, but see him sing it in the show of the year at the Oakland Municipal Auditorium Arena on Sunday, June 3rd, with two heart-thrilling shows at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m.
And golly, I'll bet he's going to sing.
I was the one who taught her to kiss.
You bet he'll sing it and many, many more, and there'll be a great show with him. Rhythm and blues and sweet music, too, from Del Courtney and his big band. With the Jordanaires direct from the Arthur Godfrey Show, plus singing and dancing and comedy acts. And to top it all off, Elvis Presley in person.
Where can we buy tickets right now?
At Sherman Clay Box Offices in Oakland and San Francisco, in Richmond at Hotel Don Box Office, in San Leandro at Plaza Music, and in San Mateo at the KVSM Record Shop. All seats reserved, 150, 2, and 250.
And that's two shows, Oakland Auditorium, Sunday, June 3rd, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Elvis Presley will not play San Francisco. So all of you...
Don't you dare miss it!
That's a classic spot from Elvis's performance at the Oakland Auditorium, June 3rd, 1956. We caught up with Elvis tribute artist Cody Dayonath at the 2019 Nashville Elvis Festival.
Now, as a Elvis tribute artist and as an Elvis fan, I mean, there's a lot of live footage of Elvis. There's footage of Elvis performing movies.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things. So for those songs you can reference, you have a video reference. For those songs that he didn't perform live, how hard is that? I mean, it feels like I was telling you earlier, an Elvis muscle memory of like, this is maybe how he would do this?
Exactly. Some of the 70 songs, a lot of the 50 songs he never did on stage.
Sure.
Ever. We do Mean Woman Blues live a lot. He never did.
That's right.
Don't You Think It's Time? Got a lot of living to do. So it's very, okay, what can I picture him doing? You know, what did he would probably have done this move, like the windmill or the leg pop. the swivel of the hips and stuff, the stinky leg, as they refer to it now.
Yeah.
The original stinky leg. You know, he goes around with his arm and just the windmill and stuff, all that stuff. And same thing with the 70s. You really have to take it and envision it.
Yeah.
Envision it. And then take pieces of Elvis's footage and improve upon it, emphasize it, embellish it. You know, Dean Z tonight.
Who we're Saturday, hearing sound checking right now.
He's sound checking right now. He's recreating the 69 opening. I think it's the 50th anniversary of that this year.
Yeah, that's right.
This year, and he's recreating that. And, you know, there's no footage of Elvis.
Only just pictures, right?
Pictures and then some bootleg stuff.
Yeah.
Really grainy bootleg stuff.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, and Dean is a pro, and he's kind of a mentor for all the ETAs. You know, watch Elvis. Think of what Elvis did in your mind. Then do that, you know?
Yeah.
Make it your own tribute to him, and that's kind of what we do.
I bring this up because you did a Christmas show this past year at Nashville. Fun. And, you know, and Elvis didn't do a Christmas concert. So, like, this was you recreating.
Taking his whole Christmas library, almost all of it. If every day was like Christmas, if I get home on Christmas Day, holly leaves and Christmas trees, will I get home on Christmas Day? You know, a lot of Christmas Day stuff.
Yeah, sure.
And embellishing that and putting moves from the 50s, from the 70s, from the 60s, and putting them to those songs and kind of showing what it was like or what it would have been like to see Elvis live on stage in the Christmas special. Because the only Christmas song that he did during the 68 special was Blue Christmas.
Sure.
It was supposed to be a totally different thing.
Oh, Christmas.
And then the director was like, listen, no, I want Elvis. And so we never got that Christmas show, that true Christmas show. So it's a very big honor to be able to embellish on those songs and redo them as live, as he would have.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Gee, I want to see Elvis in his new picture.
Gee, I wouldn't miss it. It's Elvis's first since he came out of the Army.
Gee, I can hardly wait.
What's the name of the picture?
Wait a minute. I'll ask Elvis.
G.I. Blues. G.I., I hope you like it.
A promo spot for the Elvis movie G.I. Blues, which would have been playing in theaters during the Christmas holiday season in 1960. We're talking with Elvis tribute artist Cody Dayanath.
It's funny because there's so much music Elvis recorded.
1,200, man.
It's crazy.
700 plus songs that he recorded, and then you add another 400 versions on top of that. You know what I mean?
Recently I played Fool, Fool, Fool. It was recorded in Lubbock, Texas. It's like 1955, early 55. I think it was the time when Buddy Holly went out to see him. That classic picture of Elvis outside with the people. You see Buddy Holly in the far right.
Yes.
Side. Is there songs that maybe that you have not heard for a while and you're listening, you're like, I have space on this.
What was it? It was a movie song. She's an earthquake and love-making machine. Dun, 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 hey. And I'm like, oh my God, I haven't heard this in ages. It was one of his movie songs. And I used to watch all of his movies when I was a kid. I think that's from Easy Come, Easy Go. And I remember it was such a cool song. And what else? There's a lot of those songs that you forget. And a lot of them are from the movies era.
Sure.
Again, what is another one? From the 50s, Don't You Think It's Time?
Yeah.
That's another great one. It's a real bluesy, real... Dum, bum, bum, dum, 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 bum, bum. It's real groovy. It's Still Here, which was Elvis, bass line, and him playing the piano. Such an impactful song in the 70s. And that was one that I didn't forget, I discovered. And that's the cool thing about Elvis.
Oh, sure.
You know, you get lost in the songs, you know, the hits and stuff like that. And then you forget some of the other hits that you loved, you came to love over the years. And then you find new hits that you like, how we all find a new song that we like and we just play it over and over and over and over again. Like, and that's, I think that's amazing that you can do that.
Well, she's a earthquake. Hip shaking, soul breaking, love making machine. She's a man stalking, smooth talking, slow walking cat. You know what I mean? She'll wrap those arms around you like a grizzly bear. She'll kiss you every 15 minutes and let you up for air. Cause she's an earthquake, hip shaking, soul breaking, love making machine. Hey, all right. Well, she's a wild moving, smooth grooving, pot tricking, love making machine. She's a real freezing, rough squeezing, hell teasing cat. You know what I mean? hey. She'll love you, lean and like it, sweet as she can be. She'll make you blow your mind before you count to one, two, three. Cause she's an earthquake, hip shaking, soul breaking, love making machine. Hey, hey. Well, she's an earthquake, hip shaking, soul breaking, love making machine. Hey, hey. Well, she's an earthquake, hip shaking, soul breaking, love making machine. Hey,
hey. This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. If you're online, our website is rockabillyinblues.com. Rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. We just heard She's a Machine by Elvis Presley, recorded in September 1966. Elvis was 42 years old when he passed away on August the 16th, 1977, and it's now been 42 years since his passing. We're remembering Elvis all hour. Our guest, multi-award-winning Elvis tribute artist, Cody Dayanath, who we caught up with at Nashville Elvis Festival.
You mentioned the 70s, and sometimes I often feel like the 70s music gets overlooked.
And you know, again, bringing back up Dean, what he's doing tonight was Elvis in his prime, and that's criminally ignored.
Sure. Absolutely.
Just like the 74 to 77, that's criminally ignored.
Yeah.
They're like, that never happened, because Elvis didn't look good.
Sure.
And they ignore the strength and the confidence that he had in his vocals and his presence. You know, he didn't have to move. He didn't have to do the swivel of the hips, do the gyrations, do the karate moves on stage. All he had to do was sit there and look at you, and he could make you think that he's singing to you individually. He could single you out just with his voice, just with his eyes, man.
Sure.
And I think the 70s gets overlooked because of, you know, the jumpsuits and stuff like that. I say in a lot of, one of my good friends, Chris Steros, he comes to a lot of the festivals, huge Elvis super fan, knows a lot about Elvis. He says, if you're a fan of the 70s, you're a true Elvis fan.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people, you know, love the 50s. They love the good-looking Elvis, and we all love the 50s, but the Elvis fans love the 70s.
Well, they get it.
They get it. They know that Elvis was a different type of entertainer. Elvis was very timid in the 50s. I think he kind of lost himself throughout the movies.
Sure.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
It got repetitive for him, and I think that he felt trapped. And then the 68 comeback was him coming back to his own. And then the 70s, he was just like, I've got this.
Oh, yeah.
I've got this.
I kind of refer to it like any kind of icon. It's like Michael Jordan, for example.
Exactly.
You know, in the early days, it was all flash, dunks. I mean, amazing. Everybody came to see him because it's like, what's he going to do? But then when he kind of refined his game, he could still pull out the dunk. He could still pull out the flash.
Exactly.
People forget it was the later years where he was winning the championships. Six out of eight years.
Exactly.
And two of those years, he was playing baseball. So,
yes.
I mean, you know, you think of Elvis really coming to his own and didn't, like you said, he didn't have to do the flash. He didn't pull it out when he had to do.
I mean, you look at the 76 and stuff like that. He did I Got a Woman, Amen, and he did the
shoot.
And they would go crazy. And he would occasionally break out Poke Salad. You know what was crazy to me? And he never did Suspicious Minds after 74.
Wow. That's amazing.
I've spent a good day just looking up through FTD's, the Fall of That Dream label that Graceland has out, and just looking at the set list, and he doesn't have any Suspicious Minds. I think the last one that I found was in 74.
Yeah.
That was the last time he did Suspicious Minds.
That's
amazing. He did Poke Salad throughout that. He did Poke Salad in 77.
Yeah.
That spring tour, he did Poke Salad. I was like, what? You'll do Poke Salad, but you won't do Suspicious Minds?
Yeah.
I feel like some of those songs, he wanted to change it up.
This is Cody Dayanath from Ocala, Florida, keeping it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
I remember as a child I used to hear music that they played, Lord, with a fear. Some call it folk, some call it soul, but people, let me tell you, it was rock and roll. I was raised on rock, got that rhythm in my soul. Every day when I get home, I turned on my radio, listening to the music that my idols made. I knew every single record the DJs played, from Honky Tonk to Hound Dog to Johnny B. Goode, Chain Gang, Love Is Strange, Knuckle. I was raised on rock, got that rhythm in my soul.
a fad, thought it would pass. The younger generation knew it would last. Time's gone by, the beat goes on, and every time I hear it, Lord, it takes me home. I was raised on rock, got the rhythm in my soul. Every day when I go home, I hang on my radio. Mother played recordings of Beethoven's Fifth, Mozart sonatas down the classical list. My papa loved to listen to those country songs while I was in the back room knocking on. I was raised on rock, got that rhythm in my soul. I was born to love the beat, I would think of rock and roll. I was raised on rock, got that rhythm in my soul. I was born to love the beat, I would think of rock and roll.
It's Elvis Presley in a dream of a motion picture.
I've got to follow that dream wherever that dream may lead.
Yes, it's Elvis at his greatest in Follow That Dream, a freewheeling, free-dealing, fun-for-all movie. See Elvis take on the sheriff, the governor, the underworld, the Infernal Revenue Bureau, and a half-dozen beautiful, beautiful girls to make a scream of a dream come true for him and for you.
I've got to follow that dream wherever that dream is.
Come on, follow that dream as Elvis heads for the top 10 with these hit songs. What a Wonderful Life, I'm Not the Marrying Kind, Sound Advice, Angel, and Follow That Dream. It's an explosion of laughs, love, and songs in color and Panavision. Don't miss Elvis Presley in Follow That Dream.
Another vintage spot we found for the 1962 film Follow That Dream. We also heard the title cut from the 1973 album Raised on Rock. Our guest this hour is Cody Dayeneff, Elvis tribute artist and fellow Elvis fan. We talked with him upstairs at the Franklin Theater with Dean Z soundchecking directly beneath us during the Nashville Elvis Festival in March 2019. I asked Cody what it was that made him an Elvis fan in the first place.
Follow That Dream.
Okay.
Follow That Dream, which was filmed 15 minutes away from my house.
Wow.
So Elvis is there. Elvis is all around that town, around the surrounding Nature Coast areas of Florida and the small towns and stuff like that. So regardless if I was going to be an ETA, I was going to have Elvis. I was going to be an Elvis fan for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? It was inevitable that that was going to happen. And his movies got me into it. And then I started watching the concerts. So that's when I got introduced into Elvis, Superfly Elvis. We call him Superfly.
Yeah.
Superfly Elvis. So Aloha or 68.
Okay. Yeah, both of those.
Both of them. Because Comeback was
and for different reasons.
His best performance was Comeback.
Yeah.
His best look and charisma was Aloha. He was going for a patriotic symbol, and he wanted to be respectful. He wanted to set an amazing example for, you know, the American dream. 1 billion people saw that.
That's amazing.
It's unheard of. No one to this day has been saw.
No.
I mean, no. You look at the NBC special that aired this year. 5.4 million saw it. I mean, it
was but comparatively. Yeah.
It's unbelievable, man.
We'll be right back with Elvis, Aloha from Hawaii, after station identification.
Here's a really hard question.
Oh, man.
Do you
keep them coming, man.
I don't know if you can say this is my favorite Elvis song to perform, but if you had to just pick one right now,
well,
you had to go out
right
there.
Right now, off the top of my head, Loving Feeling.
Okay,
man,
sure.
Loving Feeling this weekend.
It was
kicking.
Yeah.
It was kicking. The band, EAS, John Crenshaw's band, was kicking this weekend. And it was probably the most fun I've had on stage performing this song.
Really? Wow, that's great.
I mean, just assuming that confidence that Elvis had.
Well, he did, yeah.
And outputting, like, this is going to be fun. You're going to come with me on this ride, and we're gonna walk through this whole concert together.
He had an amazing ability of making a song his own.
Exactly.
And, I mean, of course, the original is amazing.
But Elvis had a style about
it,
man.
Yeah.
And I love his version of Loving Feeling. That's my favorite to perform right now. Based off of Friday's performance, that's the one that I most enjoyed.
Yeah.
Second, I would have to say Suspicious Minds, of course.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because, I mean, you get to do all the moves and stuff like that. Yeah. And, you know, do all the turnarounds and spins and karate and all that stuff, the shimmy.
So I ask you your favorite one to perform. Do you have, thinking of a rock and Elvis song, which one like would you request right now? Like just to hear on the air. Yeah, it's a tough...
That's tough, man. That's tough. You're throwing these hard questions out at me. Don't you think it's time? I said it earlier.
Okay.
I love that. I just love how bluesy that is.
Sure.
That Scotty's guitar on that, and it's just it's iconic.
It's iconic,
Scotty.
And it's not a obvious one.
No,
so
it's one that people don't hear that often. Play all of them. Play all of them.
We'll just start alphabetically.
Start in. Yeah, I mean, can I call in one day and we can just go down the list?
Well, Colin, thank you very much for doing this. I can't wait to see what you continue to do. We're looking forward to another Christmas show too.
It's gonna be awesome, man. We're gonna throw more Christmas music out there with you and more of the hits. There are songs that I didn't get to do that I wanted to do, and I was like, oh man, I don't know if, but it was received so well. People were like, I know that song. And I was like, why haven't you ever done that before? I was like...
Well, you had a packed house standing ovation, which was awesome.
It was almost standing room only.
Yeah.
I was so... And that proves Elvis's outreach. You could just put Elvis on a flyer and people would flock to it. Looking at the year that Elvis has had...
Yeah.
I mean, what other artist has had that year? Years. Like,
sure.
Past 4 years? I was talking about it with some of the staff here and Tom, the searcher. Multi-platinum records.
Yeah.
You know, with the Philharmonic Orchestra and, you know, the MPZ special.
Yeah.
Graceland expanding their horizon.
Yeah.
And they're still going to do more. You know, the ETAs coming in more at the forefront over there. I mean, it's just been an amazing past couple of years for Elvis.
That's cool. Right? It's going to keep
continuing. And it's just going to keep it. It's never going to die. 40 years from... You know, 60 years from now, you know, it's going to keep evolving.
Well, and I can't wait to see what you keep doing, man.
Thank you, brother.
I have been yearning for a little romance. I want to know when you're going to give me a chance. Love me, honey, tell me you're mine. Oh, don't you think it's time? I've been yearning for a sweet embrace. Rub on my hair till I'm a total disgrace. Kiss me, honey, make me feel so fine. Don't you think it's time? I don't wanna walk without you. Walking right by my side. It hurts me to see you talking. When you touch my cheek, you thrill me so much that I can hardly speak. Love me, honey, make me feel so fine. Don't you think it's time? I don't want to walk without you. Walking right by my side. It hurts me to see you talking. It thrills me so much that I can hardly speak. Kiss me, honey, make me feel so fine. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?
It's your source for rockabilly blues, surf, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Elvis Presley, Don't You Think It's Time, from 1958. By request for our guest this hour, Cody Dayanath. Time now for our five-year flashback.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
5 days, 5 days, since you walked out the door.
5 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising.
Now you know I wake 5 long years for one woman.
Our five-year flashback is a chance for me to take a look back over the last 5 years at just some of my favorite moments on the show. And certainly one was when I had a chance to talk with the legendary Sir Cliff Richard. He told me about doing a duet on his just fabulous rock and roll project with an artist that he explains was a dream duet for him.
With technology, if people are skimming this record online, just kind of hearing some stuff, they're going to hear a voice that they'll recognize on Blue Suede Shoes. You got to do a duet.
It is one of my dreams, absolutely come true. It was always my dream to be able to sing with Elvis. Even when I was at school, what I used to do, I remember having one of those old Grundig, remember the Grundig tape recorder?
Oh, sure.
It was a tape. And so what I did was I put Elvis's record, I think it was All Shook Up or something like that. And I put the record on loud, but in the background. And then I sang in the mic, and it sounded like me singing with Elvis in the background. And even then, I got a thrill just thinking my voice is now attached to his. But of course, with modern technology, I'm actually really singing alongside him. And I found it a little disconcerting because I had to go back and redo my vocals a couple of times because I was so... Imagine how it feels when you've got Elvis's voice coming out through your headphones.
Exactly.
As though he's in the studio. And it threw me because I was listening to him, not thinking about what I'm going to do. But it was a great thrill for me. I'm just so happy that Sony allowed me to do that. My dream is to do an album with Elvis. You know, his fans and my fans are not enemies.
Sure.
I think we cross over a lot. All Elvis's fans know, and I always say this, that had there been no Elvis, there would be no Cliff Richard. So they know I have absolute love and respect for the man. And of course, all of us are ending in one direction. We're all going to die. And I'm thinking, here we've got two audiences, and we were always split by... I mean, I still meet people that say to me, oh, I loved Elvis. My sister loved you. Or somebody says, in our school, you were either Elvis or Cliff. And so I'm thinking to myself, all around the world I've been, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Holland, Belgium, Germany, Portugal, Spain, Italy, Southeast Asia, Australia, New Zealand. It's the same everywhere. So I'm hoping I can talk Sony into letting me do, let's face it, it's only a matter of 12 songs. It's not going to break the Elvis bank, I don't think. And we can just get our fans to buy the same album. And I think it could be one last big one for both of us, really. But it's an exciting idea, and I can quite understand that they're very, very protective of Elvis's music. And good luck, because funny enough, James, you know, at the moment, it's strange. Elvis and I can still compete in the top 20, and both of us are in the charts at the moment in Britain.
That's right. Absolutely.
We're still viable, you know, products. So I'm hoping I get my way. But either way, I have sung with Elvis, and that is my dream come true.
That is fantastic and a wonderful version. And I love the fact that you gave a nod to the Carl Perkins version, too, with the intro.
I did. And you know, your technology is fantastic because when Sony agreed, we said to them, okay, send us, they digitally copied Elvis's voice, removing the backing track, the original backing track. There was nothing wrong with the backing track at all, but we wanted just to be free to have Elvis's voice and my voice. Then I said to them, you know, I'd like to slow the tempo down a little bit. And because it's digital, you know, if you slowed a tape down, Elvis' voice would go, "What a wonderful money." It would be ridiculous. But because it's digital, all they do is stretch it a little. So we were able to make it slower and also be able to do it the way Carl Perkins did it with the double beat. You know, he sang, "Well, it's one for the money, but I'm going two for the show." Whereas Elvis sang, "Well, it's one for the money, two for the show." It was a nod to Carl Perkins. I'm so glad you recognized that. Hi, this is Cliff Richard, and I want to welcome you to Rockabilly and Blues Radio. It's with James Riley. Happy listening, folks.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. When you get ready, now go, can go, but don't you stop on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything with me over my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, in my face, slamming my name all over the place. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, let off my shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Yeah, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Go, cats! Drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, get off my shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Take it away. Show. Free to get ready now, go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
It's fun. It's Elvis. It's girls. It's Elvis. It's songs. It's Elvis. It's color. It's Elvis Presley in the swinginest, wildest, wooliest, jivinest flick ever to bounce across the motion picture screen.
Step in these arms.
It's Tickle Me with Elvis as a swinging, singing wrangler on a dude ranch for girls. See Elvis Presley in Tickle Me in Panavision and Deluxe Color from Allied Artists.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right with you. That's all right, Mama. Just do it any way you do. So that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she don't tell me.
I'm listening to my favorite hour of great music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Train, train, 16, coaching long. Train I ride, 16, coaching long. Well, it took my baby, and now she's gone, and now she's gone. Train I ride, coming down that line. Well, it took my baby, but she's mine, a whole mine. She's mine, a whole mine. Train, train. Coming round, round bend. Well, it's bringing my baby,
the great Sleepy LaBeef and his cover of Mystery Train. Big thanks once again to Cody Dayaneth for spending time with us this hour and talking about the King. CodyAsTheKing.com is his website address. Also, NashvilleElvisFestival.com has all of the info for upcoming events. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. As always, it's Jim and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.